Broken pledges. High prices promised with rice pledging may sound good, but loopholes and corruption depress actual payouts. Almost 7 years ago, 42-year-old Napa Hosritong of Suphanburi Province was one of many rice farmers under the Thaksin Shinawatra government's pledging scheme. Even though relatively high prices were pledged, she recalls seldom receiving the full amount, as millers frequently pushed down her price. They said her output failed to meet the strict humidity level of 15%, a standard that is difficult for the average farmer to meet due to a lack of proper equipment and maintenance. With little bargaining power, Ms. Napa, who owned only 4 rye and rented another 7 rye for a yield of 8 to 9 tons per harvest, had no choice but to return home with light pockets. However, the situation picked up last year when the previous government introduced its crop insurance program. Middlemen were cut out, and a guaranteed price was paid directly to farmers, affording them peace of mind. The biggest worry for farmers is the amount of rice that can be reaped each harvest, as crop destruction from unforeseeable events, such as natural disasters, is a big risk, such as the situation with the ongoing floods, said Mrs. Napa, who fears her price will now once again be pushed down by millers using the same old excuses. The Pua'atai government is returning to the old pledging scheme, promising to lift farmers out of their perennial plight by hiking prices through market intervention. Under the new plan, set to begin on October 7th, the government will offer a fixed price of 15,000 baht a ton for paddy rice and 20,000 baht for hamali, significantly above market prices. The scheme was canceled by the Abhisit Vejjajiva government in favor of the rice insurance program that paid cash if market prices fell below a given benchmark. Under this new pledging program, the government will be the primary buyer of rice, paying for it through the Bank for Agriculture and Agricultural Cooperatives. Chanchai Raktananon, president of the Thai Rice Mills Association, has thrown his support behind the new plan, saying that hiking rice prices is the best way to help farmers who are among the country's poorest people. He says rice pledging will pay farmers higher rates than the Abhisit government's crop insurance scheme, which lost 125 billion baht in just 1 year. Yet several industry experts argue that the old pledging program was prone to loopholes and corruption, with only 37.25% of the budget spent benefiting farmers and the rest pocketed by an exclusive group of millers, surveyors, exporters, and politicians. Nippon Poponsakon, president of the Thai Development Research Institute, or TDRI, said this pledging of every grain of rice from every household is improper. It will place an unnecessary burden on government coffers, as each farm household that is in desperate need produces less than 15 tons of rice per harvest. These farmers, though, constitute 82% of all rice farming households. Other economic consequences include debilitation of crop quality and financial losses due to storage, as well as devastation to the export sector as foreign consumers switch to rice from rivals Vietnam and India, he said. Such repercussions are better controlled under a crop insurance program than under pledging. Dr. Nippon slammed the politicians who claim pledging, which he calls a subsidy scheme in disguise, is a panacea for farmers' well-being. The core problem is not so much one of low prices as it is overproduction. TDRI economist Virot Naranong said Thailand sees itself as a rice economy when in reality it is not. The rice sector contributes only 2 to 3% to the country's gross domestic product from more than 4 million rice farming households. Thailand's already excess rice supply is further exacerbated by the government's tireless promotion of farming the crop, leading to even more production and a deterioration in prices. Moreover, too much labor is wasted in the rice sector, as farmers are only needed in sporadic peak months. As soon as they have finished plowing, harvesting, and threshing, many farmers become inactive. He proposes better management of rice production as a sustainable approach to making the sector self-sufficient, along with reducing logistics costs and investing in research to improve irrigation and the quality of soils and seeds. Farmers who are already efficient and competitive should continue to grow rice, while others should switch to other crops such as corn. Thailand must also make reservoirs effective in retaining and redistributing rainwater, which is currently not the case. However, Ms. Napa said it is not feasible for many of the farmers to switch to other crops, as their land tends to be suitable only for rice production, especially in the central provinces of Suphanburi, Ayutthaya, Chainat, and Ang Thong. She suggests the government help farmers implement multiple crops so they can cash in all year round, but admits few households in the lowlands could afford to do this. Even though a clear sustainable solution remains elusive, the government should give serious consideration to these alternatives in order to prevent disruptions in the free market system and burdening taxpayers with exorbitant costs. But for now, Ms. Napa can only hope the government will see fit to restore the crop insurance program and cut out participation by millers, thereby truly benefiting farmers.